Hey, man.
See you here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we have a special guest in the studio this morning. Along with Rocker, we have Joey B. Banks, fabulous drummer. Joey, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Madison Institution yourself. How long have you been playing here in the Madison area?
I started playing with Charlie Brooks when I was 16 years old. I was still in high school, sophomore at LaFalle.
Well, you're only 28 now, right?
Yeah, I'm only 28.
So it's not that long ago.
28 plus 30.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And we want to get into a little bit about your current band, Funky JBs, right?
Yeah, correct.
You've been playing in Madison for a long, long time, but this is your current lineup, right? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I have two bands that are mine, and they're both kind of anchored in the Clyde legacy concept. One is like a jazz funk group. It's called the JB3s. It's a smaller combo version of the Funky JBs. Funky JBs is a large horn-based R&B soul funk group. So there's all Clyde legacy components involved in both of those. So
tell us about the Clyde legacy thing.
Yes.
Well,
what do you mean by that?
His songs, his beat, his history, his impact. My son is producing a movie about him right now called Give the Drummer Some. That's going to be a pretty big deal.
That'd be great.
We started in 2015. Part of that movie is to really push the visibility of Clyde's life and influence and hopefully get him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame someday.
Out of all the musicians in Madison, I'd say over the, I don't know, last 50 years, Clyde Stubblefield kind of stands alone, stands above. I mean, he was such an institution here. Everybody knew Clyde, and he played here for so long. But he didn't start out here, right?
No, he's from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And when he was really young, he was playing with actually Otis Redding in Augusta, Georgia, and was discovered by James Brown.
And then he's
21 years old, playing at in New York City at the famous
The Apollo.
Sure. And I remember him telling me stories about, he's up, basically gets off the bus and he's in New York City and it's like a line around the Apollo, four shows in a row.
Yeah.
So that's his first.
What years were those?
I'm sure that, I think it was like 65.
Okay.
Yeah.
The year I was born.
Yeah.
You
can see old film of Clyde playing with James Brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was really the inventor. I mean, everybody bows down to Clyde because he invented the funk beat, really. I mean,
he was
the guy, and his funk beat is still being sampled today.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Nicki Minaj, like most like hip hop artists, Ed Sheeran, like most recently, a lot of pop artists have used that beat. But yeah, he's for sure, when he came onto the scene, and you'll see this in the movie when the movie comes out, a lot of the people in the movie, these great, incredible, world-class drummers that all were influenced by him said, when he came onto the scene, it changed everything. And nobody had heard that beat before. Nobody had ever seen that beat before. And Cold Sweat in 1971 was the first funk R&B hit on the radio ever.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing thing. Yeah, I'm just realizing now. I told the guys here anyway that I went to a James Brown concert in about 1965.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I saw Clyde Stubblefield. I didn't know it.
Probably.
My sister dragged me down to the arena in Milwaukee.
Right.
And it was a life experience. I mean, it is really truly something. At 15 years old, I mean, it was jam packed.
Yeah,
and it was an incredible concert. It really was my first concert.
It was more than likely him, or it was Parker, who was Papa's Got a Brand New Bag drummer.
Yeah.
So you met him when you were 16?
I met him when I was 16. I frequented a couple of local jams. One was Club de Wash and one was Morgan's.
Okay. And, well, we're going back now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, Club de Wash.
Club de Wash, yeah. And rest in peace, Club de West. It was a great, great place.
It was. We're talking with Joey B. Banks here, a drummer for Funky JBs and his other groups around here. And I had the pleasure of meeting Clyde a few times, just connected with when he was with Michael Feldman occasionally.
Correct.
On What Do You Know?
Yeah.
And because our friend Jim Packard was his announcer,
who
we worked with a number of times. But Clyde was such a wonderful guy. I mean, he had such a great spirit. And talk a little bit about his musical history here, and when how long was he active here from the time he moved here till when did he land in Madison?
Well, he landed here because his brother was here. His brother Frank lived here already, and he came to visit his brother in 1971, and he ended up staying here. He loved Madison. Clyde is, like you said, a lot, very kind, very genuine. He was a country boy. He was a really small town. He didn't like big city. He didn't like, that's why he left James Brown. He didn't like the tour. He didn't like the spotlight. He didn't like that big city life. He liked simple life. And Madison was much more simple for him. And he planted himself here and was quite comfortable. Living in people's backyards and playing with just about anybody that would ask him to play for something, very simple.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about getting him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Where does that stand? How do you do that?
Well, you got to create kind of a swell of interest, and you have to put the argument out there. I don't think there's any doubt that he should be. And I think the movie doc that my son's producing will pretty much explain that, why he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And there are a lot of drummers. I always use the certain name of a person that was in a group called the Beatles who's in there, who as a drummer, not really influential. You know, I mean, Clyde basically created two genres, right? He created funk, and then that funk got chopped up in the hip hop beats and became hip hop. So his influence is vast, and there are millions and millions of drummers that have been influenced by him over, still to this day.
I was going
to
ask you.
Producers, not just drummers, but like producers and people that create music.
Who did they get to interview for the documentary? You say Ringo was one of them?
No, he was not. No. He was mostly funk drummers. Okay. Dennis Chambers, Sheila E., David Garibaldi, Tower Power, like the top.
Sure. Tower of Power. Wow,
Nate Smith, like the top funk drummers of yesterday and today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about this event happening at the Majestic, right? This is going on Clyde's, what would have been Clyde's birthday.
His 80th birthday.
Wow. Thursday, April 18th. Mm-hmm. What's going to be happening there?
Music.
Okay.
Lots of funky music. My band, JB3s, will open the show with some Clyde songs. We do it kind of in a jazz funk model, a little different, but they're Clyde tunes. And then VO5 comes up, and they'll do their brand of funk and disco. And then the Funky JBs will come up at the end of the evening and do some Clyde songs. And it's basically, I'm trying to create the Funky Monday vibe. So the set is based off of a Funky Monday set that you might have heard across the street at the King Club on a Funky Monday.
Okay.
So we're just trying to bring that vibe back and really pay tribute to Clyde and his influence.
And
Rocker, jump in here.
It's Clyde's 80th birthday celebration, though, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. His heavenly 80th.
Yes.
So that'll be quite an event. So now let's talk. You have an album coming out, a solo album, right?
Yeah, I'm working on a solo album at Clutch Studios with Brian Liston. Brian Liston is he's actually the guy who bought Smart Studios from Butch Vig back in the day. Right. He's got his own studio, Clutch Studio Sound and Video, and I'm working on some stuff. Hopefully, by the end of the summer, it'll be done. But yes, I am working on my own first. And I was inspired by Clyde, because Clyde did his first, one of his first original album. Okay. It was produced by Ben Sidran. He did it when he was 57. 57 years old. So I'm 58. I started it when I was 57. So I was trying to get it done.
Sure.
But in the spirit of Clyde, I kind of was influenced to do my own. And I've been on hundreds of other people's stuff, and I've never really done my own thing. And so it's time.
So now I think we have something from Clyde lined up, do we not?
It's playing right now. It's okay. Called Parties in the Kitchen. Turn it up, Sam.
Yeah, let's crank it up for a couple of minutes here.
What are we going to do when the beer runs out?
Give me some more.
That's right.
You know, if you're ever hanging with Clyde, right?
Yeah.
And you're at his house, the party was always in the kitchen. Yeah. No matter what would happen, you'd be out in the living room, and Clyde and the party would gravitate towards the kitchen.
I don't know how much of that we could talk about on the radio, but he loved the party. He's a party dude for sure.
And you like poker, too.
Yeah, poker was a big part of our relationship.
Really?
Playing on Sunday. We play every Sunday. There's a group of us. And
was he any good?
He hated losing. He loved winning, and whenever he did this thing, whenever you win the pot, you'd be mine, wow. And he scooped them. But yeah, it was just like a bonding time. As a time where we didn't talk about music or anything. We mm-hmm. listened to a lot of music, and every song that came on, he's like, I'm on that tune. But yeah, we would play on Sundays, and I would get these phone calls, and it'd be like, Joe, are you coming to poker today? I'm making hot dogs. Joe, are you coming to poker today? I'm making pizza. Joe, you come. So he would always have something that he was going to make for us, get us to come over. Yep. But
So was his last band, are they still sort of together?
So when he died, actually, we were the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars,
right.
which is a configuration CD, right? This is like 50 musicians that played with Clyde over a period of time, but I recreated his band. He got sick. He wasn't playing. We got him back to life to do the scholarship series, and then mm-hmm. we started playing again on Mondays, and we were called the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars.
Yeah.
And when he died, it was a little friction and mm-hmm. stuff, so sure. I changed the name to the Funky JBs. So the origin of the Funky JBs was the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Joey B., it's great to have you in here.
Thank you.
And again, that event happening at the Majestic on Clyde Stubblefield, what would have been his 80th birthday, Clyde Stubblefield is at the Majestic mm-hmm. on Thursday, April 18th, along with VO5 and Kaboom Box. And
we got lots of tickets left. We really want to sell this out. We really want, you know, part of it is our merchandise that you saw. This goes to the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship.
Beautiful.
Sure. The scholarship has given money to kids that have gone on to study music in college. Most recently, Ben Lakuta, who was on this show, graduated from the Berklee School of Music. He was the first recipient of that scholarship. So we want to continue to give local kids, you know, money to go to college and support them and their venture to produce music and educate and perform.
Well, that sounds Berklee, fantastic. That's big time.
Yeah. He's an Oregon, Wisconsin kid. So, you know, you don't see a lot of Oregon, Wisconsin kids going out to
going
Boston.
To Boston, yeah, exactly.
So it's great.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Stick around.
Thank you.
Rocker's going to give us a little bit of the lineup of what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend, but we appreciate you coming by, and again, stay with us here.
Okay.
It is coming up on 7:49, sunshine today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, too. Highs in the 70s Saturday and Sunday, and we'll be back with more of Joey B. Banks, Rocker in the studio, talking about Max Inc. Stay with us on the John and Gordy Show. Yeah, crank it up.
Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your radio dial, if you're still using the radio. We're also on social media all over the place and the Civic Media app as well.
And we've been talking about the life and the times of Clyde Stubblefield with Joey B. Banks. And again, Joey, it's just great to have you in and talk about Clyde.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, appreciate it.
We can feel that excitement.
Yeah.
And listening to his drumming is just amazing. I mean,
one of a kind, yep. Broke the mold. You know, Buddy Rich, you know, you could name a lot of drummers that are kind of like that. Buddy Rich is, I grew up listening to Buddy Rich too.
And yeah.
He died. That was it. Yeah. Broke the mold. It was never going to happen again. Yep. And Clyde's kind of like that. It's not going to be another Clyde.
No question.